grand, I've heard of grand stone, but I've never mm-hmm. seen one in use.
Okay, the thing that I drive or you drive would be called a
car.
And if you were talking about going to town in the car, you'd say, yesterday I got in the car and I
drove downtown.
Right, and you'd say, over the past week, every day I have
driven.
Now, if you had like if you were going to make something like, a cake, and like, well, if your mother made a cake, what did she do with the pan to keep it from sticking?
She used to put flour in it.
Okay. How about shortening? Did she put?
Yes, she used to put shortening, and then she put flour on top of shortening and emptied it out.
Okay, and then you'd say that. Now, if she did that to the pan, what would you say? When, like, if you're anything, like if you're putting shortening or butter in a pan, you're saying that you
greasing it.
Right. And so, if you did it in the past, you'd say yesterday I
greased.
Right. And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
Right. What did they used to burn in lamps before they?
They call it kerosene.
Have you ever seen a lamp that they would take just a rag and a bottle and some kerosene and make the lamp that way?
No.
Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And if somebody had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they're going to
test it.
Okay. And like after they've already tested, like, one of those big. Oh, I know another way of putting it. Like when they're going to have, like the astronauts are going to go off, they say they're going to, talking about the spacecraft, they say when it first goes off, they're going to launch it.
Yes, launch it.
Okay. I would never get that from, nobody ever gets that.
I don't know why. It's many times that was in.
But that's one of the, there are some questions on here that nobody ever they're just, I always have to test things. You know what you call just a little boat that doesn't have a motor or anything, one that you might use to go fishing on a little lake or something?
They would call, let's see.
One without a motor.
Paddle boat. Is there another name for that?
If somebody wanted you to try a new product, they might send you a free
sample.
And if you were talking about like a little girl and she had on a dress that looked nice on her, you'd say, oh, that dress is so
beautiful.
Okay. And another word for beautiful, but maybe not quite as beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah. And then she might say, well, that dress was pretty, but I've got one that's even
more beautiful.
Okay, and if, to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use
a safety pen.
And, a dime is worth
10 cents.
And, soup comes in the kind of can it comes in is what it's made of.
A tin.
Yeah. What does a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
Oh, okay. If he had just bought it, you would say he had just gotten
just purchased a new suit.
Right. Now, a man's suit would consist of a
coat, pants, and sometime a vest.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. You can remember when, yeah. Now, pants, let's say, a man was just going to work, not dress up, would you still call those pants?
Well, people call them different things. Some of them call them troughs.
Yeah, you've heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Some call them slacks.
Mm-hmm.
But most people that do like